From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama seems eager to show just how much U.S.-Russian relations have improved on his watch. Today, he took his Russian counterpart out for a cheeseburger. The two men talked about how they can expand economic ties while also cooperating on foreign policy issues. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
They've pushed the reset button in relations, and now they hope to kickstart more trade. But before talking to reporters about all of that, the U.S. and Russian president showed off their personal rapport, eating at a popular burger joint in Arlington, Virginia, sharing some French fries and advice on how to avoid staining their ties.
If you like that tie,
the White House says lunch was President Obama's treat, and he said he was trying to return the favor for Dmitry Medvedev's hospitality when the first family visited Moscow last year.
Our daughters will never forget having tea in the Winter Garden of the Kremlin. And Mr. President, I hope you'll remember having a burger at Ray's Hell's Burger today.
President Obama says there have been concrete results from the improving ties between the White House and the Kremlin. He cited a new strategic arms control agreement, a new Iran sanctions resolution that passed in the UN Security Council with Russia's help, and the opening of Russian transit routes for military supplies heading to Afghanistan. But some analysts say there's less than meets the eye, and President Obama acknowledges there are lingering sore points, particularly over conflicts in the former Soviet Union.
Our two countries continue to disagree on certain issues, such as Georgia, and we address those differences candidly. But by moving forward in areas where we do agree, we've succeeded in resetting our relationship, which benefits regional and global security.
President Medvedev says the U.S. and Russia have taken steps together to make the world safer, but haven't done enough yet to improve economic ties. And that, he said through an interpreter, was a key focus of his trip.
And we will talk our future steps so that the level of economic investment cooperation is in line with the potential of the U.S. and the Russian economies.
President Obama says the two countries have finally put behind them a dispute over U.S. poultry exports, and he recommitted himself to helping Russia join the World Trade Organization.
Russia belongs in the WTO. That's good for Russia, it's good for America, and it's good for the world economy.
President Medvedev said he hopes negotiations on that will wrap up by the fall. He's also been touting his plan to create a high-tech area outside Moscow and says he got some inspiration when he visited Silicon Valley in California yesterday. The Russian leader got a financial boost as well from the CEO of Cisco Systems, John Chambers.
I've listened to you for five meetings in the last 2 weeks. Your ability to outline an innovation agenda, talking about how you change your country, how you do this for all the people within Russia, we're very honored to commit to your dream.
Cisco announced a $1 billion investment to promote high-tech innovation in Russia over the next 10 years.
Simply put, we're all in.
President Medvedev says he's going to need investors and help to pull off his high-tech project. But he's also facing a lot of questions on this trip about what he'll do more generally to help the business climate in Russia, where corruption is rampant and there's little in the way of rule of law. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.